We've been talking about this all week. An exciting Saturday coming up at St. Olaf College in Northfield. The Albert Lea boys cross country team participating at the state meet for the first time in 40 years. Last time the Tigers were there back in 1981. And this guy helped lead the team to the state meet that year. Chris Hall, Albert Lea graduate from a 1983. I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
1983 graduate joins us. And Chrissy, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. I'm excited to hear about the team qualifying.
Absolutely. Now, they took second place at the section meet behind Winona. Top two teams go to a state, and they're now in Class AA, and we were talking about this off the air, that obviously back in your day was a two-class system. This is the first year that Minnesota's went to the three-class system. So, Albert Lea advancing in AA, and St. Olaf College, I guess we can start right there. Where did you run the state meet back in 1981?
Yeah, we used to run at the University of Minnesota Les Bolstad Golf Course up in the Twin Cities every year.
Okay.
Yeah, we did, however, run at St. Olaf. We used to run an early season meet there.
And what do you remember about the St. Olaf course? Because I know co-head coach Jim Haney of the Albert Lea cross country team, he says it's a perfect course for a state meet.
You know, it's fantastic. You know, I've had a lot of experience on that course since I graduated high school with cross country teams that I've coached at University of Wisconsin Stout, now at the University of Chicago. They've hosted national meets there and so forth. And I think over the years, the course has just become, you know, a really outstanding course. Initially, you know, the footing wasn't great and that sort of thing, just campus course. But as it's become more defined as a cross country course, over the years, it's really turned into a pretty outstanding place to compete. I think it's fair. I don't think that you run into any, you know, really sharp turns or anything at the beginning of the race, and there's places that you can move on it well. So I think it's a great course for a state championship, and I like the way they set it up with their indoor field house right there that people can keep warm on bad days and so forth. So it's great, yeah.
Chris Hall, 1983 graduate at Albert Lea High School, part of that 81 team that made the state meet for Albert Lea, joining us here on KATE. And Chris, before we talk about what you're up to nowadays, talk about what you remember from that 1981 team. Reminisce with us because, again, it's been way too long for Albert Lea, a boys cross country, to get to state. First time in 40 years. What do you remember about the 1981 team? And talk about that state run as well.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun. You know, we were fortunate to have teams in my time at Albert Lea that were going to the state championships pretty consistently. That was Jerry Capper's last year, I believe, as head coach. I'm getting just a little bit confused because the 81 was an 83 grad, but that was actually my junior year because of the fall. And I believe that was Coach Capper's last year there before Howie Mellum took over. But it was a fun team. I mean, Steve Capistrand, a really close friend of mine. We had a lot of really good times together just with that team. But I think there was an expectation every year that we felt we would go to the state championships and perform at a pretty high level there. So, I mean, I think the memories are mostly just being together. You know, I think the relationships and that sort of thing were the most important thing.
You know, you talk about relationships and you mentioned that, you know, after high school and you're still coaching now today. When I talked with the guys that are going to be participating in the estate meet on Saturday, they said that is their favorite part of cross country is the relationships that you form with your teammates. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's why I'm coaching. You know, I couldn't get enough of it. And just wanted to stay involved. You know, I get to live vicariously through athletes now, which is absolutely just about as much fun as what it was to be one of those athletes. And, you know, and our sport is extraordinarily social. I think people get this impression that distance runners are a little bit introverted and whatnot, but we're not. You know, guys are out on, you know, 6-7 mile runs together. All they're doing is chatting the whole
Correct.
Time. And, you know, and it's, you know, old saying, you know, misery loves company. I mean, I think that, you know, our sport is hard. And I think that what makes it enjoyable is just having really quality people to hang out with every day and want to come to practice. So, yeah.
Chris Hall again, 83 graduate from Albert Lea, member of that 1981 cross country team that made it to state for Albert Lea. And Chris, do you remember offhand how the team finished that year and how you did as an individual?
I remember exactly how I did as an individual. It was very disappointing, actually. both myself and Steve unfortunately got food poisoning that morning.
Oh, wow.
Steve never crossed the finish line. We had, both of us, I think, were running in the top 10 at about 2 miles into the race, and unfortunately, it hit us pretty bad. And like I said, he never crossed the finish line. I do not remember about the last half mile of that race. It was pretty tough. And maybe I've completely blocked out where our team finished because of that. But I do remember vividly, you know, going through the competition and so forth. But it did not turn out the way that we had hoped. I mean, previous year was much better. Year prior to that, we were fourth in the state.
Okay.
But unfortunately, that was not a year that is memorable in terms of place finish at the state championship.
You know, I didn't mean to bring up that memory. I did not know.
You know, I think all that stuff is, you know, whether I'm glad I wasn't a senior that year, that I had another opportunity to come back. But quite honestly, I mean, all those experiences are, you know, they help to build you, I think, as an athlete. And, it was okay. It was wonderful still having that experience and being with our team.
Chris Hall with us here on KATE. And Chris, let's tell everybody what you're doing now. You said you're at the University of Chicago coaching.
I am. Yeah, I'm actually in my 21st year here at the University of Chicago. I'm the head track and field and cross country coach here for both men and women.
And I assume you love Chicago and you love what you do.
Yeah. I mean, we've been real excited about how our teams are doing as well. I mean, we head to our regional championships next week, and, you know, both squads are ranked pretty highly nationally right now. So we're very excited about how things are going with our current teams here. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, with the University of Chicago, is that right in the downtown area? Is that in a suburb of Chicago? Where is that located?
We're actually in Chicago. We're in the city proper, on the south side of Chicago, right on the lakefront.
So when your team goes for runs, are you just running around the city?
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, I think that it was one of my biggest concerns, I think, when I was looking at this position, was where would our team run? But we've got a pretty outstanding park system in the city of Chicago. And with the Chicago lakefront being right on our campus, there's actually decent places to train around here.
Absolutely. Now, I was just in Chicago last month. It's one of my favorite cities, and I ran my first marathon, the Chicago Marathon.
Okay. Yeah.
So running around the city, I absolutely loved it. So I'm sure there's a lot of cool places for your teams to run.
Yeah. I mean, our athletes jump into that marathon every year. It's part of their long run, just to get water stations and that sort of thing. And it's a great community. So, I'm glad that you had an opportunity to experience it. I think the Chicago Marathon is pretty special.
Oh, again, I have nothing to compare it to, but just the atmosphere and the people that were around and just the energy that you got from the city and from the fans. I don't know how you can duplicate that.
Yeah, I think there's a few of them out there. You know, Chicago and New York and Boston are the ones that you hear the most about. But, you know, we do think that the community itself really gets involved. I'm sure you heard a lot of music and bands and everything.
Yes, I did.
Playing. Every neighborhood you went through, they celebrate, you know, the runners as they go through. And I really think it keeps people moving along. So it's, and I think it's nice. It's flat, so it's fast. I'd encourage people to look at Chicago Marathon.
I do too.
Your debut, and just from the standpoint of not having to deal with hills and that sort of thing in your first experience.
Flat course, and if you're looking for a concert around you or some live music while you're running, Chicago has that to offer. Chris Hall, again, Albert Lea graduate from 1983, part of the 1981 boys cross country team, the last time the Tigers got to state before this Saturday when they compete at St. Olaf in Northfield. Chris, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you catching up with us and reminiscing, and a good luck to your team the rest of the way there at the University of Chicago.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see the results this upcoming weekend at the state meet. Go Tigers. All right, this is fantastic news.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, bye now.